Okay. Yep.
Good. So about the third paragraph.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, you started the third paragraph, the third chapter. Chazal taught us that we have to be ever careful in examining our deeds in this world. And they taught us in the Gemara, in Erev, as we discussed last time, that from our standpoint, it would seem it would be better off for us that we didn't come to this world. But the Achshav Shanivra, but now we're here, and we're in a very dangerous place. So what do you do in a dangerous place? So Chazal gave us two pieces of advice. One is Hafashpesh B'maso, Yikid Amri Yimashmesh B'maso. And both of these mean to examine our deeds. What the Ramchal, in a stunning insight into the meaning of this Gemara, is going to parse the difference between what Hafashpesh B'maso and Yimashmesh B'maso. It's a very telling lesson. The Tira, and observe the Ramchal says, Sheshnei HaLashaylis, both statements in the Gemara, of Yifashvesh and Yimashvesh, and Shtei HaSachorois Tavis, they're two good pieces of advice, Umailos Ma'ot, and they're extremely helpful and effective. Tihine, and now he goes back to examine, what is each one? What does each statement in the Chazal mean? Hine Yapishpush B'masen, examining the Maisim Pishpush, Ulach Korah Kol HaMaisim, is to consider the totality of the things that I do, and to contemplate them, to think carefully about them. And we should ask myself the following question, am I doing things that I shouldn't do? Maybe the things that I'm doing, and I take them casually, and I shouldn't be taking them casually. And there are people that have blind spots to all types of things. You see people in life that they have a blind spot to being Malvin B'nei Chaver Barab. They think it's a joke. And they can just make jokes in public at other people's expense, deeply embarrass people. And it's a blind spot that they have. Other people have different blind spots. So a person has to look in the mirror a little bit and ask himself, are there some things I'm doing which I'd be better off not doing? Rabbeinu Shlomo is not happy to have them. Asher einam holcham al pi mitzvos Hashem chukov, that are inconsistent with the Rabbeinu Shlomo's mitzvos. And what shall I do? Obviously, if you call it Asher yimotze me'elam, if I find anything, these things which are grossly improper, yivareim and olam, is destroy them, remove them totally from my life. But he says that hasn't resolved my problem. I've gotten rid of the junk, the wholly inappropriate I've eliminated. But now I have to go back and examine the things that are deemed appropriate, to look at them more carefully. To examine the good deeds that I do, things that I'm doing properly. Look at those things. Lachkor v'liros, to investigate and observe, is there something partially which is a little bit off about the way I do it? Or is a chelek ra, something which is really off about how I do it? That I have to remove from it. The person does a mitzvah and he breaks. We need to have pride in mitzvahs. We're not supposed to break the oaths. So the mitzvah is a mitzvah. And the fact that he brags about it is inappropriate. That's wrong. So that he has to stop. And he says, "Baharizu ki mamashmish bebegit." Mamashmish means to feel something. You go through your closet. So you say, "Listen, these are all the old style suits, the ones that are worn and I'm not going to use anymore. Throw them out. Clean them out." Now you have left the clothes that look, on the surface, they look relatively all right, like relatively usable. So now what do? You take them out and you start examining the points where, according to your personal physique, where you tend to get wear in your suits. And you say, listen, are they worn or not? You know, I rub out the elbows. So look at the elbows. Are the elbows threadbare? Maybe I rub out the bottom of the pants and drag them on the ground a little the way I walk, according to my walk. So examine. Are they still in good shape over there? Atoy b'chozaku. Is it solid and sound? Or it's already weakened and it's threadbare already. It's worn away. So that I also have to get rid of. Can you mashpish for myself? Live home chnosa. To examine what's the nature of the mitzvahs that I do. Tachlis ha'akonah, with great care. Actually, Yeshua zach benoki. And I want to excise the parts that are inappropriate. That the mitzvah should be 100% correct before the Rabbeinu Shalom, the highest end. So the Ramchal says we have a very big job to do. A very big job to do. One is a general audit of the things that what belongs in and what belongs out. But then we have even a more intensive audit of the things that belong in to examine them. What are they about? Are they the way they're supposed to be? Or not the way they're supposed to be? And this is, he says, the task of life. If we want to go forward, we're not going to go forward unless we're willing to look ourselves in the mirror. Well, we don't have to be morbid about it, but we do need to take some stock of ourselves and set our sights a little bit higher. So these are the very beautiful words of the Ramchal. This is his very remarkable explanation of this Gemara, the Gemara on Erevin, of why it has two pieces of advice. Fashpesh b'maso means to first examine by deeds which ones are proper and what's improper, to eliminate the improper, but then to go back again and to make sure that the masim tovim, the deeds that I'm doing, are indeed being done at the right level, being done in the way that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. Or maybe I have to clean up my act a little bit, not exactly the way it should be. You know, the car goes down the block, it's not a clunker. But it has a few dents here and there that would be a good idea to get rid of. So that's the perspective we have to come to our mitzvahs. That we tend to in life the creatures of habit. Whatever we do, we used to do it. You come to shul, there's one guy that's there 8:25, there's one guy that's there 8:30, there's one guy that comes at 8:55. And you note that with rare exception, that's what each of those people every single week is on the same day. Okay, sometimes a person doesn't feel well, or he oversleeps, you know, or a person just couldn't sleep and he comes early. But by and large, if you watch how people come, and it's true in school, people act the same way every single day. And it's unchanging. And a person needs to ask himself, is this appropriate? Maybe I have to change it somehow. It's good to come to shul. Maybe there's a better way to come to shul. So this is something that we need to ask ourselves. This is one of the great pieces of advice from the Ramchal. And he derives it from a Goran Erevin. And it's really, I think, the first and most striking lesson of the Mitzvah Shul. As it begins his discussion of Zahirus, he says, this is how we have to go about putting our own spiritual house in order. And each one of us at our own level, we can't be at someone else's level. We have to be at our level. Each one of us at our level with a realistic understanding of where we're at. And then to go forward from there. The Chafetz Chaim Zatzal, and I'll end with this, was a doctor in Germany. And he was a very frum doctor. And he spent his entire day in his medicine. But he was very, very careful. He used to be kovayitim mitar. He used to spend time learning every single day. And he was yekish about it. He was principled and disciplined. And he felt very good about himself that he served the Rebbeinu Shalom properly. And upon occasion, he had to travel to Lithuania to take care of some matter. And he came to Lithuania, and Lithuania, he saw the great Lithuanian yeshivas, the great Lithuanian Talmidei Chachamim, and he saw another world that he'd never seen in Germany. People that were dedicated to learning years on end, around the clock, experience. It's a different level of terror that he never experienced. And yet occasion, while he was in Lit, he went to the Chofetz Chaim. He told the Chofetz Chaim, I was very shattered by what I experienced here in Lit. But I lived in Germany, as I live in Germany, and I thought that was a very fine Jew. I'm there, look, I'm honest, I'm a man of integrity in my profession. I'm showing the Torah mitzvahs properly. I'm koveya eating the Torah. I follow what Chazal tell us. And now I came here to Lithuania, and I see I don't begin to hold a candle to the people that I've met in Lithuania. So the Chofetz Chaim, as a tzal, told him that your perspective is incorrect. If the Rabbeinu Shalom had wanted you to be a Lithuanian Jew, you would have been born in Vilna. You wouldn't have been born in Berlin or Hamburg or wherever you were born in Germany. You're doing what the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted you to do. The Rabbeinu Shalom put you in that place in the world. That's the Derech of Ibn Hashem, that particular time and place. And that's your avodah. And that's what each of us has to understand, that we can't look at the next person. We can take some inspiration from the next person. That's true. But each one of us has our own spirituality, our own set of circumstances. And what we need to do is to strengthen ourselves within our own circumstances. Push my own agenda ahead. I'm not competing with anyone else. It's a question if I achieved as much as I could personally achieve with the hand that the Rabbeinu Shalom was giving. So I hope we draw inspiration from the holy words of the Ramchal, and that we elevate the service of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That certainly should be a schus before Shleimah for all Chol Yisrael and Chol HaChaimah. And my fervent hope is that the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring forth a refuah quickly with this terrible makkah which afflicts the world. There is some good news in the paper. There are trials going on vaccines. So there are things on the horizon which could rectify the situation. There are immunity tests coming which will actually show what level of immunity we have. And hopefully the government's doctors are correct in their belief that there is immunity to this. That will help. So we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to be mischassid with us. All of you have a good Shabbos, a wonderful evening. The Rebbetzin and I wish everyone a good Shabbos and all of your families. The bracha to stay safe, serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, and look forward, Be'ez Hashem, to being able to meet again soon personally. And if the Rebbeinu Shalom hasn't resolved this crisis by Sunday, so Sunday night at 7:30, we'll be on Zoom again, Be'ez Hashem, Yisbarach. Or Pirkei Avos, Perek Chamishi, Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. So have a very good Shabbos, and it's a wonderful seeing you all.